Welcome to Pakish News. We are breaking down Pakistan Daily Roundup, Eid preparations underway. But how are Gulf tensions impacting regional stability?
Today, March 19, 2026, the region stands at a critical juncture, balancing the anticipation of Eid al-Fitr celebrations with a rapidly escalating geopolitical crisis in the Gulf and persistent security challenges along Pakistan's western border.
A series of dramatic developments, including targeted assassinations, retaliatory strikes on vital energy infrastructure, and a renewed focus on counter-terrorism efforts, collectively paint a picture of profound regional instability with direct implications.
Quick answer: today, March 19, 2026, the region stands at a critical juncture, balancing the anticipation of Eid al-Fitr celebrations with a rapidly escalating geopolitical crisis in the Gulf and persistent security challenges along Pakistan's western border.
A series of dramatic developments, including targeted assassinations, RETA Gulf states confirm Eid al-Fitr. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait have officially announced the date for Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of Ramadan.
Iran-Israel conflict escalates. Iran's intelligence minister was reportedly killed by Israel, followed by Iran's retaliatory strikes on Gulf energy sites, including a major Qatar gas hub, leading to a significant spike in global oil prices.
U.S. deploys bunker busters. The United States has reportedly deployed bunker buster munitions in response to the escalating conflict, as Iran's new supreme leader vows revenge.
Pakistan's border security role. Pakistan reinforces its position as a crucial defense against terror spillover from Afghanistan, even as it announces an Eid truce amid fresh threats from the Taliban.
Karachi rain fatalities. Heavy rainfall and strong winds in Karachi have resulted in the deaths of 15 individuals due to rain-related incidents.
Thanks for listening. We will return with verified updates shortly.